It is fortunate that the question of the recognition of the Republic arises at this time. It is doubly fortunate that America is strong enough to decide upon it boldly, without fear, in the way its conscience prompts. Ireland's cause is not Ireland's cause only. It is the cause of the world. It is the cause of right and of justice and of true democracy everywhere. If I were an American, I would make it the supreme object of my life to win for my country the distinction of securing now for mankind in peace what millions have died for vainly in war. Ireland's claim furnishes America the opportunity. This question of recognition is distinctly an American question, a question solely of American policy.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erindale. My heart was throbbing in the sunlight of my calling smile. In all my dreams I hear her sweet voice calling soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. Now two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. For Irish eyes like beacons shine on through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrocks wear the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. And sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight.